been a pretty full-on week with these COVID breaches at the St George Illawarra Dragons. And here we go again, folks. Just when you think these blokes couldn't get any more reckless and stupid with their behaviour, Jai Arrow breaks the bubble while in camp with the Queensland Origin team on the Gold Coast. Given what's happened this week to the likes of Paul Vaughan, you would think the message is starting to sink in with these dopes who have either been living under a rock or they think that they're above the law. What was he thinking? Nine News Chief Rugby League reporter Danny Widler broke the story earlier this afternoon, and it's cost Arrow the chance of playing for Queensland on Wednesday night, and I think it's eroded the chance of the Maroons, giving them any chance to salvage some pride in Game 3. Now, Arrow's in strife for bringing a woman back to the team hotel, which has resulted in him being kicked out of the squad. The NRL has also stepped in and fined him $35,000 and rubbed him out for two matches, but in my view, he shouldn't play again this year. Now, there is more to this story, and I'm sure it will come out over the next couple of days. Jai Arrow has released a short statement through the QRL in the last hour, which says, quote, "I know I have let a lot of people down, including my teammates, coaching staff and fans right across the rugby league community. For this, I am truly sorry. I have fully cooperated with the NRL Integrity Unit, and I understand the scrutiny and criticism coming my way." Now, it's all well and good for the NRL boss Andrew Abdo to put out a statement of his own saying, quote, "There are no excuses for breaching the protocols. They are our license to continue playing. Players have to comply or we will all face the consequences." Mr. Abdo goes on to say, "I want to be very clear. Any material deliberate repeat offence by a player will result in us removing that player from the approved bubble roster." Now, Mr. Abdo, if it's your license to keep playing, why are you tolerating these imbeciles? Enough is enough. You're the CEO of a sport that's been given special exemptions when I guarantee I've got people listening to me right now who can't work. They've lost their jobs, business owners have laid off staff, and their businesses themselves are ruined because of the lockdown. Do you really think those same people are going to accept a $35,000 fine and a two-match suspension as some sort of tough penalty from the NRL? Of course not. If these players haven't learnt from the breaches involving Nathan Cleary, the Bulldogs, Josh Dugan, and the Dragons players who threw that party in Shell Harbour on Saturday night, what is it going to take to get it through their thick heads? Explain to me why they should be allowed to play another game this season. I've just reached the end of my tether with these footballers, and I think it's got to a point where they just need to be shown the door. There are no more excuses. None. Am I being harsh, or do you agree with me? 131-873 is the number to ring. You can email me at 2gb.com and text me on 0460 873 873. I was hoping to come to work today and start the show with something a bit more upbeat, like the footy tonight, and I'll get to that in just a sec. Instead, I'm talking about another breach. Yes, another breach. Off the back of a week where it's been front page of the newspaper, spoken about on every radio program across this network. It's been on television news bulletins as the lead story, yet we have Jai Arrow invite a woman back to his hotel room while in camp with Queensland. I've had a gutful. I'm just sick and tired of it. You can have your say, 131-873, the number to call.